Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton. And today we've got Ashley Neuber on the podcast.
Hey,
we're
guys.
So excited. So excited to talk to you. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I'm Ashley. I am a senior at Samford University, but I'm originally from Knoxville, so born and raised here.
Yes.
And I've known these girls for so long, which is so exciting just to come back home and to see them. And I'm super pumped for this.
Yes, we are so excited. Yes. So you're at Samford right now.
Yes.
That's not like you had to move out of state for that.
Yes.
So how's that whole college process been since you said you're a senior?
Yes, it's been crazy. First, I can't believe I'm a senior at all. Like it has flown by so fast. But decided my senior year of high school that that's where I wanted to be.
Yes.
I remember touring. It was just me and my mom. And we walked in and the pastor like of the church, they have kind of ministers that are across campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave like a really incredible and encouraging word. And then the president came up and prayed over us. Aww. And me and my mom looked up after the prayer and we were both crying. I was like, I think this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of a fresh start and exciting to see more of the world just because I'd been here my whole life. And so got to enter into college. I came in as a nursing major, which has been awesome. So almost going to be a nurse. We're getting there.
Yes, that's so exciting.
It's been so fun, especially because my sister, like watching her do it getting to kind of follow in her footsteps has been really fun. But the transition was definitely really tough, especially at first, because I walked in not knowing anyone at all.
Yeah.
No one from school, no one from directly in my hometown had ever gone to Samford. And so it was just neat to walk in and to kind of figure out, okay, what's important to me? Who are going to be my friends? I don't know. It's kind of all the life decisions your parents teach you to make. I was thrown into all at once. So that was really trying, but also really uplifting all at the same time. And then each year I feel like the Lord showed me more of himself and more of, hey, this is my plan for your life. And I know it's probably not what you expected, but go with it.
Yes.
And so just learned a lot about people, learned to love people so much better through college, learned to balance a lot of different things.
Yes.
But it's been super encouraging and uplifting and just lots of new things. And I don't know, I feel like a dependence on the Lord has been something that has been consistent throughout my entire time at Samford.
What are your plans kind of like after college? Is it just nursing or are you going into anything else?
So right now, as of this past summer, I've decided to stay in Birmingham when I graduate, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So that's like first step. I have gotten really involved in my church there. And so I'm actually on the worship team now, which is kind of new. Yes. And the church is a part of a church in Auburn. And so it's called ACC. And so they're starting to build up. We just got a campus pastor, just started a worship team. And so it's really neat just to see the way that that's shaping, but that's something I want to be super involved in coming out of school. And then I would hope to work at Children's Hospital. That's my hope and prayer.
Yeah.
I got to work there this past summer just as kind of an assistant to all the nurses. And so that gave me a glimpse into what I want to do. But I have a huge heart for missions. And so my hope, I honestly would move out of the country eventually.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Which is wild and it scares me. But it's also something that I care the most about. Like I wouldn't pass it up for anything. And so that's been on my mind a lot just after kind of Samford actually gave me the opportunity to go last summer in 2023 to two different places. And it transformed the way I view the world, the way I view people, the way I view God, the way I view myself and my own testimony. And so that's kind of the direction. I don't know when that'll happen or where I'll go, but just kind of going now and being able to take people has been super fun. And I actually get to take a group of Samford girls to Uganda in December.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes. I know. I'm excited.
Where all have you gotten to go like in the past? Because you've been on multiple mission trips.
Mm-hmm. So the first place I ever went was with my whole family. So my mom, dad, and sister, we all went to Guatemala. And that was through church here. I was sophomore in high school.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first place I ever went. And I had loved missions since I was a kid and always wanted to, like, I remember asking my dad if I could make bracelets for the trip when I was in, like, fifth grade. I was like, do you think they need bracelets? He was like, yeah, I guess. So that was so fun and just, I think, something that has always been in the back of my mind since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And then got the opportunity to go. And the first day we were there, we got to sit and wash feet and give new shoes to the kids. And I just remember, like, thinking about what Jesus did for his disciples and how much that meant and how that's like one of the last acts he did before he went on the cross, and him knowing, like, just being humbled down like that as God himself. So I don't know, that was really humbling and just made me cry. So my first experience on a mission trip, that's what we did. And so that was a really cool trip. And we even did clinic stuff, which at that time I didn't want to be a nurse, but I think that definitely had something to do with me being a nurse now or getting there. And so that was a really cool trip. Then I didn't get to go at all after that through high school because COVID hit, and I had plans to go and it got canceled. And so I was a little discouraged and just didn't really understand. Little did I know, I would be going twice in one summer within 20 days to two different places. So my end of junior year, I went to Greece, and we did, it was a medical trip through Samford, so it was through my major, and then came home for 10 days, then went to Uganda. And both of those trips were drastically different. The first one was really hard because Greece is kind of a place, like, the Greeks just do what they do, and they don't really want anyone else messing with them. And that was new to me because I'll be friends with anyone. So it was just interesting. To see how to communicate with people who aren't super open. And I, at Samford, it is fully like Jesus all the time for the most part. And so stepping into that, I didn't know what to do with myself. But it taught me about the real world. I was like, this is why we're here. And this is teaching me new ways to speak into the lives of people and then ask Jesus to enter into that and just what that looks like. Then Uganda was full of laughter and kids and singing and dancing and lots of Jesus, but also lots of needs in a way that I had never seen before. Just due to, like, the economy there compared to here. So I learned a lot through both of those, for sure.
Do you have a favorite place that you've been?
Uganda. I love it so much. And I think it's a place I always want to come back to. And for a while, I thought that's where I would end up. And I'm honestly not sure now, just because I feel like I've been really convicted about places that don't have the gospel at all. And Uganda has become kind of an increasing place that knows more about the Lord because people go there a lot. And there's still a lot of places where there's terrible things happening and just a lot of darkness in different ways, but they do have a lot of light there. And I've started to recognize this past summer just more places that have almost none of that, and like where people have to go to churches and underground and like have to hide that. And that actually terrifies me, but I feel like it's been on my heart, just kind of a burden, and just trying to ask the Lord how he could use that in me in the future. So I'm hoping that I'll get more opportunities because Uganda, I'm like, yes, I'm going back, but I don't know what'll be next. So, but I want to go wherever. So
it's like kind of scary, but kind of exciting. It's like a little bit of everything.
A little bit of both.
Have you ever had any like funny or like bad experiences with mission trips?
I'm trying to think. One of my favorite things, I think, just making the relationships with people, my biggest fear was always language. I was like, how am I going to talk to them? It terrifies me. But every time I get there, it's not even a problem. So that is one thing. But I remember sitting in Uganda and there were some people that were my age. So it was like college age type vibe. And all of them would ask us to do things, and obviously different cultures. So the way I do things is so not how they would do it. And I remember they asked me to like make food and cut it up for the kids. And they started making fun of me because I like cut things up really small. Cause I'm like, oh, children, like you don't want them to choke. And they made fun of me. They're like, they think it's like dog food because you cut it up super small. And I was like, no. So it's like little experiences like that have been really funny. And even just cause worship is such a big part of my life, the way they do worship is so different from when I would do worship, because they just go all out, like banging on the drums, dancing around, and like I do that sometimes but not on a daily basis. And so to have that like each night before bed, that was a funny experience. And kind of I would say a bad experience was when I was in Greece. Just we walked up to kind of how I talked about how the Greeks don't really like people to interrupt their space. We would walk up to families with kids and just like bring them toys or like come hang out and just try to engage with them. Mm-hmm. And the parents would come up to us and be like, no, we don't like we don't do that. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like trying to bring a toy car or something. Yeah. No, it didn't work out. So that was something that was so unexpected, but it happened all the time. Right. Rejection immediately. So
yes.
Yeah.
So that's been fun to do. Like you said, you've gotten to go on trips like with friends and family. Mm-hmm. And you're in a sorority at your college.
Yes.
So you're like into all the social groups and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you think like community has helped you throughout college and mission trips and stuff like that?
Yeah. It has been honestly the piece that holds it all together, I think, because coming to school without knowing who community would be, like that's obviously a big fear and a big place where you could worry and panic and just like go isolate. And I think that was a temptation, especially freshman year. But even like something as silly as joining a sorority showed me, and I think also because of the way Sanford shapes everything, it's like this is for more than what it's called or like what title you get being a part of this. But just the idea that we were all created in the image of God and that's why we're all invited into a space to have community, I think, is just really neat. Because that's what Jesus did. Like he sat with everyone. And I think starting freshman year, having people show me what that looked like. Because when you do grow up in the same place for a long time, sometimes it's hard to remember to invite people in. Cause it's like, wait, we all know each other. We've all been here for so long. It's hard to kind of see outside of the comfort zone of, oh, wait, that person's new. It's probably terrifying for them to come into a new space, whether that's a new church or a new school or whatever that looks like. And so having that and just seeing that with fresh eyes of being the new person was the start of me recognizing what it looks like to offer others a seat at the table. And I was talking to some friends this past week of the balance between sitting with the Lord and sitting with people. And they're both super needed and super important. But I think something I've struggled with this year, because I have like grown and been a part of everything and had positions and people know who I am now and I know who people are and just have a platform to invite people in, sometimes I forget to actually sit with the Lord and just be in his presence. Yeah. And I kind of was thinking Psalm 23 is something that I cling to. It's one of the scriptures I memorized from like my youth and just since I was a kid that my dad introduced to me. And I remember just sitting and thinking about it last week of what it looks like for the Lord to make you lie down in green pastures and lead you beside still waters. And I think I haven't been soaking that in as much as I should be. And he kind of, I was getting ready one morning and it kind of was this image to me of Jesus sitting at the table with his disciples. For some reason, that story of him like washing their feet and sitting with them, having communion has really been in my mind the past couple of weeks. But just him sitting there, like having this table prepared for me. And I'm just like running around the table, like forgetting, like doing this or doing that. Kind of like the story of Mary and Martha, where Mary sits at his feet and Martha's like, wait, but Lord, I'm doing this for you. But Lord, I'm doing this for you. He's like, but all I want is for you to sit in my presence.
Right.
And so kind of thinking along those lines, I realized that I was just running around the table, like telling God, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you. But I forgot to soak in who he actually is. And then when you get to that place where you forget to sit in his presence, you aren't able to share that with other people and remind them that, like, if you're not sitting in his presence, how are they going to know that they can sit there too? And so I think community has taught me the beauty of sitting at the table together and not just like going and going and going, but actually sitting and resting in who God is and how that will transform going out and like telling other people. Because knowing God is like the first step, and soaking in his word and asking him more of who he is and what he wants to do, because I have a lot of plans and I'm just recognizing that they're not as good as his. So I think that's what I've learned, just being surrounded by people who love him well and who know like what it's like to seek more of who he is daily. Even when you are comfortable, and especially when you're not.
Go ahead.
Sorry, you said you were really like plugged into your church. So how did you like find that? Did the community help? Like, were friends leading you there, or did you like find it yourself? How'd you do that?
Yeah. So it actually started sorority. We kind of call it, when you get to Sanford, they call it church hopping. So you just each week try something new. And ACC, I found out about because my big and my sorority, everyone gets a big sister. And so she was mine and she invited me one week and I got to sit with her and her friends, which is, I felt really cool because they're older than me. I was like, okay, I can sit with my big and her friends. And so came in, brought a couple of my friends, and it was a baptism Sunday. And I remember being like nervous of, okay, how do I know that these people are like legit and they're rooted in the word? And mm-hmm. I don't know, that was a fear that I had going in, is like, how do I discern where I can get plugged in, where I can serve, but also where I'm going to be challenged weekly mm-hmm. and encouraged at the same time. So it was baptism Sunday, and the way they do baptism is super cool. And they give everyone the opportunity to share their story. Mm-hmm. So they like line them up on stage, and normally they do big baptism services. So it's like twice a year. So it's huge. It's like everyone, yeah. the whole thing is dedicated to baptism mm-hmm. and everyone gets up and shares their story. And they root it off of Revelation 12:11 that says, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So it's like the remembrance of what Jesus did and the ability to tell people about it. Mm-hmm. And so that's like the first step, is like, you're going to share your story. And so they have these little note cards and they read them and then they get baptized uh-huh. and watching that and hearing a kid who's 7 years old from an adult that's like 70 was wild to me, because right. it was all at the same time. It's like you see these stories and you can see how the Lord is so specific to different mm-hmm. people, but how we all relate in that, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. And so watching that for the first time was beautiful. And then afterwards, I remember having people like talk about it, and it wasn't right. just, okay, we watched, like, that was cool, let's move on, let's go to mm-hmm. lunch, yeah. let's continue in the week. It was a time where community brought people together and reflected on it. And so that was like the start of finding a church. And it genuinely was community. Like, they brought me in and they're like, here, let's go together. And we've been here for a little bit. Like, let's show you different places. And I had multiple people do that at different churches too. So it wasn't even just that church.
Yeah.
It was kind of everywhere, and recognized that that was a place I wanted to be. Places that were available to serve. I serve in kids ministry there too. So yes. get to hold babies, yes. which is awesome. And then from there, they have community groups. And so my freshman year, I joined a multi-generational one, which I feel like was really needed for me at the time, because fully surrounded by college people mm-hmm. all the time.
Right.
And so I joined a group where a married couple led it. And so there were people that were married, there were people right out of college, there mm-hmm. were a couple college students. And so having that mix was cool for me to see that you can have kind of home and family and people mm-hmm. that will take you in even though you're new and you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
So that was kind of like a place of comfort. And we met every week and would talk about the sermon throughout the week and would do prayer requests and just meet in a home, which was awesome, coming mm-hmm. out of a dorm room.
Yes. So
there were just cool things like that. And then this year, I'm a part of something called a discipleship group, and we meet every Tuesday morning before class. And it's 11 girls, and it's the neatest thing I've ever been a part of. And we're just walking through the Bible and learning what context is. And we mm-hmm. have, within the 11 of us, we have 3 different accountability groups. And so mm-hmm. it's me and 2 other girls in one group. And we just get real with each other. And we're like, this is what I'm struggling with this week. This is what I need you to pray for. This mm-hmm. is what's coming up in my life. And so that has been something that wherever I go, I want to carry that with me, of how do you create discipleship on a daily basis with mm-hmm. other people.
Yeah.
So that has been, that church has been the place where I've found home for sure, especially yeah. in Birmingham.
Yeah. I think that's cool too, because like, so we obviously moved
yeah.
from yes. where we used to live to here, which is not like a crazy big difference, mm-hmm. not out of state, but we were kind of thrown into like new school, new mm-hmm. church,
new
like all the new things. So we had to really like put ourselves out there. Mm-hmm. And like you said, with like growing up in the same spot, you don't really think about like, oh, there's this new person, but yeah. the people at our school were really good about like trying to help us welcome mm-hmm. ourselves yes. in and everything. But it's cool because you were saying that like you obviously you're in a sorority, you're at the church, you're doing a lot of different things, but you also found time to spend with like close friends mm-hmm. and close people. So how do you kind of balance like talking to everybody, but also being intentional about like being close with certain people? Does yeah, that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's something I struggle with all the time.
Okay.
Okay. And I think I was telling kind of my close people, like I live with 2 other girls who are some of my best friends.
Yeah.
And was kind of telling them earlier this semester of how I've noticed when life gets super busy, a lot of times I put my close people on the back burner because I know they'll always be there.
Mm-hmm.
And just recognizing how so unfair that is, but also how they never fail to be there for me and never
right. yeah.
make me feel bad for making time for other people. But because of that, it makes me want to be more intentional with them and like mm-hmm. take them out to dinner, or I don't know, just
right.
find something. Like if I have a free moment throughout the week, It's like, what can I do to show them that I love them? Mm-hmm. And knowing their love language helps a lot. Of like, yes. Oh, I'll write her a letter and I'll leave her flowers, or I'll take her to get food because that's her favorite thing ever. And she loves cheeseburgers. So I'm going to do that. Yeah. So they're just different. I think finding those pockets of time where it's like, okay, every week I'm going to have to eat. So how mm-hmm. do I spend that with the people who pour into me all the time?
Right.
And especially with sorority, having a position, there's so many new people. We just invited like a bunch of new girls in. And so there's so much that I want to do with them, and I want to get to know them and be reminded of what it felt like for me to be the new person. Mm-hmm. And I think trying to balance that with my close people, the best way that I've learned to do it is to put them all together. Yeah. So finding ways to invite those people in and still keep my people together mm-hmm. has been honestly really fun, because when worlds merge, it's like, oh my word, the Lord put us all here and it's so cool and we're yeah. so cool together. And so just being able to recognize that all these things aren't separate, but they all mm-hmm. kind of circle in together. And a calendar really helps me too. Anytime yes. someone comes up to me, I'm like, okay, let's put it in the calendar.
I do too.
It's so helpful.
I have so many reminders every yeah, day on my phone.
It's a problem. It's yeah. such a problem. But I think that has been really fun and helpful. And just seeing, the older I get, the more I recognize the opportunity I have to do that. And I think mm-hmm. it's easy to wait on someone else to do it, because you never know. It's like fear of rejection or fear of them not having time or making them feel like they're obligated to do it. And I've just realized that no one feels that way. Everyone wants right. community. Yeah. And so being able to be somebody who just takes the first step and says mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm going to go do this week. Do you want to come bring your friends? I'm going to bring some of my close friends. And then watching your favorite people's stories combine and watching them meet each other. Mm-hmm. It's
so cool.
It's so cool. And yeah. it's evident that the Lord wants to use that. And that's what he desires, is for all of us to know that we're united in him. So mm-hmm. yeah. that's been, it's hard. The balance is so hard, especially with school, because school really gets put on the back burner.
Yes.
But the people make it worth it, and just being able to all be together and have intentional time
yes.
is so good.
Yes.
Have y'all felt like you've struggled with that community and like balancing yes. especially old friendships and new friendships?
Just yes, going back and forth. I think so too. Yeah. And also like, because we, when we first got here, then we got close with like a few people, but we want to like, now that it's a new year, we're in classes with new people yeah. and we're doing new things. So we're trying to like continually get to know more people, but like not forget
yeah,
who right. our close people are. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of hard because it's like you want to meet new people and like hang out with them and do stuff, but you're also like, okay, I want to do that. So then it's like you're merging the groups together.
Yes.
Like
you said,
like, yeah.
Yes.
It's like, let's invite everybody. Yeah. It'll be fun.
And do you think it was a little different like in high school versus college? Or like how can high schoolers prepare for college?
Yeah. That's such a valid question, because I had no idea how to prepare at all. I didn't know what I was walking into. Yeah. And I think anywhere you go for college, it's very easy to sit back and just not put yourself out there. And mm-hmm. it's scary to put yourself out there. Kind of, I know y'all have experienced that. But when you do take that step and just talk to the person next to you, mm-hmm. you'll be amazed by what happens. And so I think I wish that I had done that more in high school, of even just recognizing the people I've seen all year but don't actually know their story. Mm-hmm. And so I would say get to know the people around you now, even if you've seen them your entire life. If you don't know their story or know who they are or why they are the way they are, mm-hmm. ask, because it'll mean so much, but it'll also teach you to see the people around you that may feel unnoticed or,
yeah,
I don't know. There's always somebody that is near you that the Lord can use mm-hmm. you for, or that he can use them for your life. And so I think just recognizing that the people you know and love are there for you for the ups and downs, but also there are people around you too that need somebody to extend out and be like, hey, yeah. tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
And so I wish that I had done that more in high school, because college, people just showed me how to do that. I'll be mm-hmm. so honest. It definitely wasn't a me like, oh, I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It was watching people and seeing people just reach out and ask me, why are you here? Like, what made you step out and do this? What are you trying to learn from the Lord? And questions like that seem really intimidating, because they're questions I didn't really think about much, of like, mm-hmm. what do I want to know more about the Lord? Like, I felt pretty comfortable,
yeah.
but there's always more that he's trying to show us and always more that he wants us to step into and just trust him in. And so I think just genuinely reflecting on who God is to you, who he is to other people, and how he wants you to see other people in his image, even mm-hmm. if they don't know him yet. It's like he created us all in his image, and he desires for us all to come to that reality and mm-hmm. know that our identity is in him. has been super helpful, and just sitting and thinking about those things throughout the week. That's something I've definitely been trying to do, is just sit and get to know more of my own mind and heart, which is kind of scary.
Yes, it is.
So scary to sit in your own thoughts, especially in, like, my car ride home this weekend. I was like, man, I'm thinking so many things.
I know.
Yeah, but like doing that.
Like, my mile a minute.
No, it's terrifying.
It is.
I'm like, okay, let's turn the worship music back on.
Yeah.
But those things have helped a lot. And I think, too, just doing it is the biggest thing. Like, once you get into college, just practicing and doing it. And you'll get more comfortable just reaching out to people. And there will be some awkward conversations. And it's just inevitable. Yeah. I'm awkward. So having that happen is, like, it's not the worst thing in the world, and everyone gets an awkward moment.
Yeah.
And I think we get so worried that we're going to say the wrong thing or not look the right way or do the right thing. And going to different countries has helped me to realize, too, we're not all expected to do the same thing and to come from the same background. And so it's cool just to be open-minded and get to know people's story.
I think we all, like, say we're awkward, too.
But we
then do. But then when you actually, like, because everyone I talk to is like, well, I'm really awkward around this person. Or, like, I'm really awkward, I can't talk to them. I'm like, yes, you can. You talk to me just fine. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're all kind of, like, we say that. But also, when you just take the step and, like, say, okay, I want to know more about you. Like, it means a lot, even if it may end up being awkward at the same time.
Yeah, because it's, like, even if it's, you think it's going to be super uncomfortable, like, it's going to help in the end. It's, like, it's going to make you closer together. So you just have to do it.
It really is. Just,
yeah.
Like, put yourself out there.
And people are so scared of moments of silence. And I'm like, wait, I kind of like it. So, like, being okay with silence, being okay not knowing what to say next is, I think, opens a door to be comfortable with people, too. Of, like, you don't have to put on this versat and be your highest energy all the time. And people have definitely taught me that recently too, because I'm getting spread thin a little bit. And so, especially my close people, I'm a little more like, okay, need to breathe, need to not be max energy right now. Yeah. And they've reminded me, like, how comfortable and how restful that is, just to be my normal, like, average self that I would be in my home, like, sitting, drinking my coffee, just sitting there. Not having to, like, be go with people all the time. And when you do that with people and give them that space, it creates more room to just get to know them, be comfortable, and know who they are on an average, normal, mundane day. So it's good to have both, and just to know that you can be both with people.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
This has been so fun. So much fun. Y'all are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Join us back next week for a new episode.